Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Among the Americans trapped in Gaza as the war there escalates is a family from Medway, Massachusetts. Aboud Okel, a Palestinian-American who's lived in Massachusetts for the past 5 years, went to visit family in Gaza about 2 weeks ago. He was scheduled to fly home tomorrow, but he's now stuck there with his wife and baby. When we reached him in Gaza this morning, he said the situation there is increasingly tense.
I think what concerns us is the bombing that we hear every... We used to count it by the minute, now we count it by the seconds. And that's what's keeping us basically up day and night. I'm talking to you right now, and I'm staring at two huge clouds of smoke. Basically that I'm looking out through the window.
Is there any way to feel safe? What do you do?
There isn't, other than trying to stay put together and shelter in place. And by sheltering in place, I mean you stay in the home that you're in. We've heard plenty of stories that people would leave their own homes to go to what they viewed as a relatively safer home just to be bombed in a different location.
Are you trying to get out?
Oh, certainly. We are at least fortunate because we're American Palestinians that we can reach out to the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem or Cairo, which we've done. If I remember correctly, the events, this whole mess started on Saturday at 6-ish in the morning. By 8:30 in the morning, I was already in contact with the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. As soon as we realized the magnitude of the events happening, we could predict the consequences. We provided our passport info, contact numbers, our exact locations in Gaza, and informed them that we have a toddler. It's my wife and I. We were supposed to be here for 2 weeks. We arrived a week exactly before the event started, and that we're seeking help to exit Gaza. And understandably, they informed us that, you know, the situation was very volatile. It's too early to predict what's going on and do any type of assessment.
At this point, then, do you feel you've gotten assistance from the U.S. Embassy?
I would say yes and no. Yes, in terms of picking up, answering our phone calls and trying to calm us down. But quite honestly, it has not materialized into anything other than just we know of your existence. We have your information. Stay put. And if any plans for evacuation happens, we'll keep you posted. In fact, since day one of the events, we asked both the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem as well as in Cairo if they could just confirm for us as U.S. citizens we can cross the borders from Gaza into Egypt, because we attempted to do so at our own risk, not asking for a safe passage. We just wanted a confirmation that if we make that one-hour trip from north of Gaza Strip, where we are, down south to the border, that we will be able to cross, because what we've been informed is that Egyptian authorities would turn us back since we are U.S. citizens that entered Gaza Strip. See, we were ping-ponged between the two embassies for some time. And then finally, the U.S. Embassy in Cairo said they send our info to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Egypt, but they have no idea how that translates in terms of communicating that information to the borders, how long that would take. My sister is also a U.S. citizen who happens to be visiting Gaza as well. She did attempt to make that trip on her own on Tuesday. She was at the border for about 4 hours with her three kids, one of the youngest who's 2 months old. The crossing with Egypt was bombed while she was there. She had to flee for her life with her three kids.
Where is she now?
Back into Gaza City.
Is she with you now?
She's back in Gaza City. She's not physically in the same house we are in. Sheltering in place as well. Again, because safety is a relative term, and we're spending time. My wife wants to spend what she thinks could potentially be our last days of our lives with her family and with her family. So we decided that we stick together. We either live together or die together, the three of us, her, myself, and my son.
What do you tell your son?
That's probably the toughest part. He barely speaks words, mumbles. So we try to explain to him that these are fireworks. He loves fireworks. Back when we were in Midway in July for the 4th of July, fireworks, it was his first fireworks. So he was pretty excited about it. So we tried to kind of cheer and clap the first day or two from the bombings. We even ask him, where's the airplanes? Because he's obsessed with airplanes and staring at the sky. Again, back at our home in our backyard in Midway, in Massachusetts, he loves to look at planes flying around. So we pretend that this is fun, but I think that's becoming harder and harder as the bombing gets louder, closer.
All right. Was that a bombing?
Yes, that is a bombing. We thought this is a quiet afternoon for an hour, so we could put the baby to sleep so he could catch up on some sleep. That doesn't seem to be working.
All right. Well, again, thank you. I really hope you can stay safe. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.